Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Who they want, who they want, who they want, who they want. Baseball Spo, Baseball Spo, Baseball Spo, Baseball Spo, Baseball Spo.
Oh, yeah. Baseball Spo. You know what it is. Baseball Spo. Adam Spillane, our Astros insider, joining us in the loop on Sports Radio 610. What's happening, my man?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing pretty well.
Terrific.
Okay, I was like, I realized I cut you off, didn't let you talk to our guy Spo.
Terrific.
let's talk about these Astros after 12 inning, extra inning loss, unfortunately, to the A's. A team that I know that you have become a little bit of a laughing stock. They've been playing above 500 baseball since the break, right?
They've been the second best team in the AL West here since the break. And it's not just the break. I think it even goes back longer than that. No, they're frisky. They can really hit. You know, they don't have a lot of names in that lineup, but those guys can hit. You know, Brent Rooker is, you know, he might have a 900 OPS at this point in the year. Lawrence Butler didn't even play for them yesterday. He's had a great year. They've gotten a lot out of, like, J.J. Bladé coming over from the Marlins, a guy who was drafted really high. So that lineup up and down can really swing the bats. And the fact that you got a really good start out of Spencer Arrighetti and then the bullpen was really good last night, that's a positive sign. That's good.
Yeah, look, I yesterday was one of those games where, okay, it's going to happen. They're playing pretty good baseball. You've got the division pretty much locked up. You're not going to get to the number two seed. So it's going to happen and you move on. My thing, and I was mentioning it before the show, is you can't waste some of these things that you had, the opportunity you had yesterday, particularly defensively. And that is, to me, still the story with this team, right?
Yeah, it's not a good defensive team. This is something that they've really held their hat on for a long, long time, as being an elite defensive team. And you look at the defense that they had out there last night. The two middle infielders, Jeremy Peña and Jose Altuve, are rated as basically two of the worst at their position this season. You know, they've been better in the past. Peña obviously won a Gold Glove a couple of years ago. He was good last year. He's been awful this year. Altuve doesn't have a lot of errors this year, but he doesn't get to a lot of balls either. And obviously the throws haven't been very good. He's not good at that position. And then you look, everybody else, the first baseman last night was a catcher, and he cost them two runs. The left fielder is a DH. The center fielder is really good. The right, or at least the guy who started the game. The right fielder that started the game last night, Chaz McCormick, has a left fielder's arm. So it's just not a very good defensive club, and you can't afford to give good teams extra outs. You can't afford to give good teams runs. They did not play against a good team yesterday. They gave that team two runs, and it cost them the game. So, like, they've got to be able to clean that up. The defense will get better. Eventually, Kyle Tucker is going to move back to right field.
Yeah.
That will allow, you know, some of the other pieces to be a little bit more settled. But it's still not going to be a great defensive team, especially at first base. You forget how good Yuli Gurriel was at first base. This was a Gold Glove caliber first baseman, and they are replacing him with John Singleton, who's bad at first base, and a couple catchers. Like, that's not good. But the two middle infielders, Altuve and Peña, must play better.
Yeah, I mean, how much better is the bar for what you need, especially when you consider, like, what has been glowing about this team has actually been starting pitching, particularly. I mean, they've been incredible, especially since the break, when it comes to pitching, the top of a lot of metrics that really matter, as I was reading earlier yesterday. What is that baseline that we kind of need to get to? And I understand that that's not something that you can kind of throw out a number for, but, like, how would you kind of describe the baseline and defense that's necessary to really compete in the way that
I just think
to?
You almost want to get to league average. Just play league average defense at this point, because it's better than what you're putting out there right now. And that's just the problem that they run into, is that I don't know how good Kyle Tucker will be in right field once he gets out there, because we really haven't seen him, like, have to sprint
go
at 100%. He went first to home on that play in the ninth inning on Sunday, but I don't know if he was going max speed. So I don't know if he's had to really turn it on. And at some point, we're going to see him in right field, and he's going to have to turn it on then. We'll have to see if he can do it, and we'll have to see, like, how he recovers from doing that, because I think that's still one of the big questions that's out there for him. But once you get him into right field, that opens up DH for Alvarez. It opens up DH for Yiner Diaz on days when he doesn't catch. So, like, that's a big thing right now. And then you have to hope that Alex Bregman's elbow holds up, because he's had to have some DH days also because of some of the issues that he's had with his elbow. So they're kind of in that weird spot where their best defenders are two guys that aren't 100% healthy right now, mm-hmm. and they're having to DH a lot.
What's your starting rotation in the postseason if you had to do it today?
For the wild card series, which is probably what they're going to run into right now, it would be Framber, Hunter Brown, and Kikuchi.
Yeah.
I think that that's pretty clear at this point. You know, I thought about maybe having Hunter Brown as like a bullpen weapon, but I think that he's been so good. And mm-hmm. the guys that after you get to the top three, you know, the top three have really separated themselves. So to me, Hunter Brown has earned the opportunity to start a playoff game. I think that's pretty clear. If you get to the division series, that fourth starter, if you need a fourth starter, it's open right now. And mm-hmm. I think that you're just kind of waiting to see if Justin Verlander can get things together to take one of those spots. If he can't, then you go to either Arrigetti or Blanco. And I think that's not an easy decision between those two. Blanco has overall had the better year. Arrigetti, at least recently, has been the better pitcher. So I'm curious to see how Blanco looks these next couple of starts after they skipped his turn in the rotation mm-hmm. and gave him a little bit of a breather.
Is there any level of, I don't know, ease in making that decision, knowing that you have one or the other that you can maybe piggyback in a start in that way?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. But you still want to be able to get off to a good start. Like you don't sure. want to, you don't want to throw somebody out there and he gives up, you know, three runs in the first inning and now all of a sudden you're trying to dig yourself out of a hole. But obviously, I think if you ask them, they hope that Justin Verlander shows something in these next three starts to make that decision much, much easier.
Yeah.
And then you also hope that, hey, we can just win the first three games and not have to worry about it. So I think that that's probably the preferred method for them right now. But I think what they would prefer is that Justin Verlander in these next three starts shows a little more than what he has shown so far and that mm-hmm. he takes one of those spots.
If he doesn't take an appreciable step, what do you do with the postseason roster?
He's not on it. I think that he just can't be on it.
Yeah, because he's not going to come out of the pen.
I mean, he could. I don't think that he will. It's not something that he's done at any point in his career. And mm-hmm. I do think that they have other guys in that bullpen that you say they, frankly, are better or mm-hmm. better fits for that role. I think that when you get to the wild card series, they would probably carry 11 pitchers. I don't think that he would be among the 11. And then once you get to the division series, you know, maybe you're looking at 12 pitchers. I don't think that he would be. I think that they have the other five starters would make the roster. And then I think that they easily have seven relievers in that bullpen that they could go to
Man.
And not have to use him. But again, he's got three starts.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, he's got time to try and work this stuff out. The fact that the velocity was good on Sunday, that's important. But also what is kind of disconcerting is that he's gotten progressed. The results have gotten worse with each start since he's got come off the IL. His best start was the first start, and then it's been all downhill since. And while the velocity, again, was very good against the Diamondbacks on Sunday, the results were the worst that he's ever had as an Astros starting pitcher.
This was a one-run loss, an extra innings loss, and the Astros 15-25 on the season in one-run games. 8-8 since the break, though. What is your general reaction to that feeling? I know that defense is going to play a large part in how some of that happens, but what's your feeling, especially when you consider postseason baseball can be one-run baseball?
Yeah, a lot of it's luck, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of what one-run baseball tends to be. I mean, you look, I think in 2022, they were a pretty bad team in one-run games during the regular season, and then basically that entire postseason run was games that they won by one run or two runs.
Yeah.
So I think that more than anything, it tends to be luck. It tends to be, hey, you get a break here, a break there. The other team gets a break here, a break there. I think that probably matters more than anything. It'd be nice to start winning some of those games, but like they're bad in extra innings. Well, the extra innings rules revert back to the once you get to the playoffs. So you don't have to worry about the runner at second base once you get to postseason play. So I don't read a whole lot into the one run mm-hmm. stuff. I think it does tend to be more luck than anything else. But the fact that they're where they are when they are as bad as they've been in one run games is pretty remarkable.
Hunter Brown on the mound tonight for the Astros versus the A's. What should we expect?
Probably just what you've seen from him since the end of April, where he has been one of the best starting pitchers in all of baseball, and he has really solidified his spot within the organization. I really thought going into the season, he was probably one of their five most important players just because of the prospect status that he had and the fact that he's under team control now for four more years after this one. So you really needed him to like blossom into what they thought he was going to be. And it looked bad for that first month, but you know, that the last, what, 3-4 months, he has shown that he is top end, starting pitcher in this league right now. And, you know, he's gained confidence. It seems like with every single start,
mm-hmm.
he just comes after hitters. He's gotten so much more efficient with everything. So I think that you look at all the things that we've seen this season, Hunter Brown turning into a legit starting pitcher is probably the most important development of the year.
Yeah, super excited for that. Again, 7:10 first pitch when it comes to Astros A's at the Juice Box. Appreciate you, Spo.
Sure thing.
Always enjoy it on Wednesdays. Yep. And remember, our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. There you go. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, including some news when it comes to running backs being out, and also Bill Belichick might not like this guy. We'll talk about it next.